Man, oh man, for a lot of you, this one is going to sting. Today, I am going to be telling you, showing you, and explaining to you exactly step by step why women stop talking to the men that they are currently or actively sleeping with. In this video, I'm going to be showing you extensive breakdowns as to why they will oftentimes pull away and how you can make sure that this does not happen to you. I would say that this is one of the most important videos that I have ever made on this channel. Now, after this video is over, be sure to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar presentation that I put together for you. MBT is a system that thousands of men have been using across the globe to copy pace into their dating life and go and get results at a far quicker pace compared to majority of all other men. You're going to be seeing tons of students using this system, using this process, and actually getting real girlfriends, actually making sure that they can maintain the attraction with the women that they genuinely want, and for once they're finally fulfilled inside of their dating life. So be sure to check that out once this video is over. The link is in the description. Let's dive in. Okay, now for a lot of you, this is going to sting, but I don't care because you have to internalize these concepts so that way you do not make the same mistakes that majority of men make. So I'm going to be showing you step by step exactly why women stop talking to the men that they sleep with. That means if you have ever been with a woman or you guys are seeing each other and randomly she stops talking to you, this is why, okay? The first thing you have to know as a prerequisite going into this video is that women do not fall in love through sex the same way that men do. And yes, I already know that me saying this is going to go against majority of all of the other content creators that you're watching, but hear me out because this is going to make sense. Women do not fall in love through sex the same way that men do. Women fall in love through words, through personality, and how you make them feel. Now, let's just actually look at the logic behind this. If you take the day that you lost your virginity, for some of you that might have been 5 years ago, for some of you that might have been 10 years ago, for some of you that might have been 20 years ago, if you look at the day that you lost your V card, okay, and you look at every woman that you have been with, okay, since that day, if you're currently single, that means right now you're not with 100% of them. Which means that if you slept with those women, sex was not the main motivating factor as to why they stayed with you or why they didn't. Now, if you are consistently sleeping with a woman and she's regularly seeing you, what is going to naturally happen as feelings grow, okay, is you are naturally not going to want her to be sleeping with other people. If she was, this is going to slowly make you lose attraction and this is going to make you second guess if you guys actually have something or not. The man wants to know this because he is constantly deciding how much he's going to potentially invest in that woman emotionally, from a resource standpoint, and just invest overall, which means that your brain is hardwired to know that potential pregnancy may occur, and this stems into the word investment. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, here's what you can know and here's what you can understand if you just look at how women behave. Women can sleep with you, not care at all, and then go sleep with your best friend 2 days later. Okay, women can sleep with you, not care, and then go out to the bar and sleep with a new guy that same weekend. This is how the world works. If you actually take a step back and you open up your eyes and you see how people behave, this is what you're going to notice. So, women, what you have to understand is they optimize for survival. I have said this on this channel numerous times. Women optimize for survival. If they optimize for survival, one of the ways that they do this is through having numerous sexual encounters with multiple men, so that way they can potentially secure the love, they can potentially secure the care, they can potentially secure the resources, as well as the emotional support from multiple men. That means, to put this into easy to understand terms, she knows that if shit hits the fan with you and the dating interaction or the relationship goes south, she has backup options. She is not optimizing for sex, she's optimizing for survival. What comes with survival? To have a good human experience, especially for her as a woman, it's going to be love, care, resources, and potential emotional investment. Glad that we got that out of the way. Now, the very first reason that women will stop talking to you or they will pull away even if you guys are sleeping together is because the man presented himself in a way where he was no longer a challenge for her. Okay, women like a challenge, and I want to take that one step even further. Women do not just like a challenge, women need a challenge to feel mentally and emotionally stimulated. So what happened
was the man probably always made himself available to see her. As you make yourself always available to see her, what happens is that she knew that she could have access to that man at any time. This will naturally lower desire. And to take this a step further, he gave far too much certainty. So what does it look like when you give a woman lots of certainty? What does it look like when you let a woman know exactly where you stand with her? What does it look like when you demonstrate the body language, the vocal tone, the eye contact that says, yes, baby, baby, I really, really like you? Here's what that looks like. The first thing that you gotta understand is the man probably replied to every single text message. The man probably answered every single phone call. He probably made himself far too available, and now she sat there with a big question mark in her brain and thought, he looks like he doesn't have any options. I am probably the most beautiful woman that this man can attract. Therefore, I am not satisfied. Therefore, I don't necessarily know if his sexual market value is as high as I thought it was, and now I want to go and explore other options. So, what happened was that the man assumed that if he was there for her and met her needs, that she would continue to have sexual desire for him. And this is total bullshit because it doesn't work that way. What happens once she sees all of these things happen is she leaves and she exits. And she's not going to tell you why. She's not going to give you a formal explanation. She's not going to pick up the phone and be a good person and give you lots of closure. She's going to be covert and indirect. She's going to be hiding the reason why. She's going to not tell you. She's going to just slowly get distant and pull away. And then you're going to sit there and wonder what happened. Well, this is what happened. She doesn't want to have the conversation head on to explain these things. She just wants things to fizzle out and seem like it just happened and time ran its course and now it's over and now your job is to go see other people and her job is to go see other people and it's over. So once she leaves, here's what you have to realize. You have to actually be a man for a second. You have to be strong. You have to be stoic and you have to actually understand logically that there is an inverse relationship between certainty and desire. The higher your certainty levels, okay, if this hand is certainty, the more certainty you give a woman, the higher your certainty level, the lower her desire, okay? If you're constantly giving her kiss emojis and you're constantly texting her good morning and you're constantly asking when you get to see her and you're constantly making plans to see her and you're showing that your investment level is very high, naturally her arousal and her desire drops and it gets lower and lower and lower. Meanwhile, since there is an inverse relationship between certainty and desire, that means the lower your certainty, where she doesn't know if you like her or not, the lower your certainty, where she does not know if you're going to emotionally invest in her or not, the higher her desire. And now she's calling you every day. Now she's texting you every day. Now she's asking if you're seeing other women. The desire continues to go through the roof. So there's an inverse relationship between certainty and desire. Always use that to your advantage. Understand where you're at in the interaction. Now, the second reason why women stop talking to the men that they're sleeping with is because he started to take her seriously, okay? What I'm going to tell you is never under any circumstances take conversations seriously with any of the dating interactions with the women that you're dating. Never under any circumstances take any of these conversations with her seriously. Your job is to kick back, act like a stud, act like this is an everyday common occurrence for you, okay? And your job is to sit there and make sure that you are in your own world. You are in your own frame. You are not necessarily future pacing a relationship. You do not necessarily care if this dating interaction goes anywhere. You're completely content all by yourself. So when you start taking a woman seriously, and especially in conversation, here's what happens. Women find this anti-seductive and they also find this anti-arousing. You will notice her pull away, okay? You will notice that she does not like this. What happens is that this destroys her desire. She no longer senses a discrepancy between your sexual market value and hers. A discrepancy meaning that she assumed that your sexual market value was up here. She assumed that your sexual market value was higher than hers. She was continuously looking up at you. As you continuously start taking her seriously, now what starts to happen is she doubts your sexual market value. It starts to decrease in her eyes, and she sits there and questions if she can do better. Hypergamy is less satisfied. She wants to potentially go out in the dating market again and do better. So there's no longer a discrepancy between your sexual market value and hers. So three things occur when you take the woman seriously in a dating interaction. The first is that she stops looking up to you. The second thing that you're going to notice is she knows that she can have you. Since she knows that she can have you, she questions your market value, and now she wants to go out and look for new options or new opportunities. And last but not least is hypergamy is no longer satisfied. One of the things that I can tell you guys, so that way you are not bitter, is you have to just understand that this is rooted in almost the biology or the psychology or however the mating dynamic is between men and women. She can't control these things just happen. Just like you can't control what you're attracted to, neither can she. She was born with a certain set of attraction mechanisms. She was born with a certain set of attraction triggers. Your job is to just accept that, okay? So last but not least, the third reason why they pull away, even if you guys are sleeping together, is you as the man started pushing for a relationship or you started pushing for commitment from her and she was now completely turned off. A man under no circumstances can a man ever seek a relationship. If you are operating in life where you are giving the energy that you are seeking a monogamous, committed relationship with a woman, she is going to become turned off from you. You're in the wrong energy. A woman wants to feel like you are almost the prize in the relationship that she had to win over, or that she had to chase to obtain, or that she had to work for to gain the approval of, to make sure that she feels like you are valued among other women, and men for that matter. A woman does not want a man who's won over too easy, which means she wants to put in effort. If a woman is not putting in effort to win you over or to potentially have a relationship with you, what you're going to notice is she is not going to respect you. If she does not respect you, she's going to stop sleeping with you. If she no longer has desire to sleep with you, she's going to pull back and she's going to find a different man who she can hopefully obtain that meets those criteria. So here's what happens. You started saying I love you without saying I love you. She could see it through your eyes. She could see it through your body language. She could see it through your vocal tone. She could see it through your subcommunication. She could tell that you're head over heels in love. As she could tell that you're head over heels in love, here's what happens. That love signaled to her that you're now becoming emotionally weak. You're becoming emotionally weak for her. This is turning her off. She's doubting your market value and she's doubting your strength and character as a man. What happens is she starts to wonder if you're the best that she can do. Why does she wonder if you're the best that she can do? Because hypergamy is no longer satisfied. There is no longer a discrepancy between your sexual market value and hers. Since women optimize for survival, she is looking for a man that has a better chance of survival with her, or that will invest in her in the way that she's wanting to. So she wants a better option. She wants a better, more attractive option. This is why she left, is because she believes she can do better. That is the only reason a woman leaves, is because they believe that they can do better. So, hypergamy is no longer satisfied. Your job is to never push for a relationship ever. On top of that, the next thing that you need to do or that you want to do is you need to be the one from time to time who is willing to pull away first. You need to be the one who has other things going on, so maybe you didn't reply to the text message for 2 days. Maybe even though you guys saw each other on Wednesday, you didn't try to set up a date for the next week as well. And even if 2 weeks go by and you guys don't see each other, that time apart, that space, that tension builds desire back. She needs to feel this wide range of emotions. She needs to feel a wide array of emotions. And a woman's emotions are only stimulated when you're not there. Okay, so keep that in mind. That distance apart is going to help build the desire. So be the one from time to time to pull away first, or to be the one who is slow to respond and who is not necessarily pushing to set up the next date. On top of that, here's what I would really recommend. Be the one to create the tension emotionally before she does. The second that a woman sends you the text message that says, whatever, period, don't talk to me, period, I'm in a bad mood, period, how could you be like this, period, even though you did everything right, what you're going to notice is she's purposely creating tension to start an argument so that way her emotions can be stimulated. What you got to know is this. If she has to do these things first, it is only a matter of time before the relationship is over. I'm going to say that one more time. If she has to be the one to constantly create the tension, to constantly create the little mini arguments from time to time first, if she's the one always creating the emotional tension or the emotional chaos first every single time, it is only a matter of time before that relationship is over. The countdown clock is on and that relationship is slowly dissolving. What I would recommend is you be the one to act like you are not necessarily happy or satisfied first. You be the one to critique and say, hey, I'm not happy with this. Hey, this is how it needs to be. Whatever, period. I'm going off to Cancun for the next 5 days and I don't have cell service, so you can sit and wonder where I'm going to be. Okay, you get what I'm saying? You need to create a wide array of emotions. These are the main reasons why women stop talking to the men that they're sleeping with. So if we recap, the first thing that you have to know is that women do not fall in love through sex the same way that men do. The second thing is that the man presented himself in a way where he was no longer a challenge for her. The next is that he started taking her seriously in conversations. And last but not least, you as a man were pushing for a relationship either directly by stating it or indirectly with your words and with your body language. And she became turned off. If you don't make these mistakes, you're going to be miles ahead of majority of all other men out there today. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.